And from KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Steve Scher.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. The field of candidates for Seattle Police Chief has been winnowed down to just three. Lately, we've been talking to reporters about who they are and what they've done in their local police departments. This week, we're hearing from the candidates themselves. First up, Robert Lehner. He's currently chief of police for Elk Grove, California. It's a town just south of Sacramento. Previously, Lehner was the chief in Eugene, Oregon, and assistant chief in Tucson, Arizona. Robert Lehner told me about the challenges he'd face if he gets the job here in Seattle.
Well, certainly right now the Seattle Police Department is kind of in turmoil and in a disarray. The interim chief, Chief Bailey, is doing a great job, but at the same time, he is an interim chief, and there have been a lot of change and a lot of movement. And when that kind of thing happens in a short order of time, you get a lot of disarray. And that's happening at the same time that there are some obligations on the part of the city to make progress under the settlement agreement. And so those two things working together make for a pretty interesting challenge right off the bat.
Speaking of the Justice Department consent order, it was put in place because an investigation showed a pattern of unconstitutional use of excessive force by Seattle police. Last month, Merrick Bobb, the federal monitor overseeing the reform efforts, wrote a memo about them. City Council member Tim Burgess called it a stunning indictment of current practices and systems. And among the problems identified by Merrick Bobb at the Seattle Police Department, he said it was approximately 20 years behind major law enforcement agencies that already have computerized relational databases for tracking and managing and analyzing officer performance. How would you approach fixing that problem?
Well, there's a short term and a long term. In the short term, I also noticed that they had acquired a product called IA Pro, which does a lot of at least the basic data collection. And in fact, we implemented that program both when I was in Eugene and after I came to Elk Grove. So I'm real familiar with that particular product. But I also agree with Mr. Bobb that the in order to get at the data that you need and be able to analyze it in a really meaningful way, you have to have a much more robust analytical capability. So I understand that IT folks from Seattle PD have been out to visit, for example, Los Angeles, both county and city. There are a few other places that operate with some pretty large-scale, robust software, and I would want to know where that status is in terms of implementing that in Seattle. That's one case where they really do need to work very closely with the monitor to make sure those expectations are met. But it is interesting to note that the basic sort of let's get it on the ground moving software product they're using is the one that I'm most familiar with.
Chief Lehner, give us an example of what you're able to do with a tool like that when it comes to managing your officers and what's really hard to do when you don't have that tool.
Well, for one thing, you can't get an idea of how many of different kinds of circumstances are going on involving the officers, whether it be reported use of force cases or internal complaints or even vehicle pursuits and collisions, for example. I know exactly which of my officers are involved in the most pursuits. I know exactly which ones get the most complaints. And here in Elk Grove, this city is of a scale. I could literally review every use of force report personally, and I do. Obviously, in a scale like Tucson that I'm more familiar with, or Seattle, that's a little grander than that, and there has to be some other system put in place. But the point is that those tools are necessary to be able to review officers' actions and reports to make sure that your policies are being followed and that you can quickly and early identify officers that may need an intervention of some kind.
Chief Lehner, what looks familiar to you in Seattle from your experience in Elk Grove, California, in Tucson, and in Eugene? In other words, are there problems you see here that you have faced in your previous work and overcome?
Yes, exactly. And it's interesting you point out all three cities. And I think that's one of the reasons that I was even interested in Seattle, because I come from a number of different experiences, and every one of them is different and has some component that fits Seattle well to one degree or another. Tucson, for example, is a really big department, and what that means is the kinds of big department issues that you face, the internal politics on a grand scale, the, you know, necessity of moving big parts of an operation from one place to another figuratively in terms of policy is something that we faced all the time. We had isolated very major cases of misconduct, but they were isolated. When I went to Eugene, the department was genuinely in crisis. I mean, they had two officers just arrested for sexually assaulting women on duty. The department was demoralized. The city and its citizenry was pretty actively engaged in complaining and accusing, and that the whole community had to be brought together to have a really strong discussion together about what it was going to take to regain that trust and move the department forward. That piece right there, although it's a larger scale in Seattle, is probably the most comparable. And the reason I say that is because we didn't have the benefit of federal oversight, but many of the elements, use of force, stops, reporting of stops and force, allegations of racial bias, allegations that complaints weren't handled properly, is what caused us to sit down with all of the stakeholders and build this sort of new oversight system that went into place in Eugene while I was there. In my opinion, it was actually probably harder to implement without a monitor than with one, because we didn't have the benefit of having the judge at the other end ordering us to do it any particular way. And so we had to build the monitoring system from scratch.
It sounds like there was a pretty serious trust issue between the public and the police in Eugene. Were you able to win back the public's trust?
Some of them. You know, there are always going to be components of an activist community like Eugene, like Seattle, like Tucson for that matter, that distrusts the police. But it's important to at least get to the leadership and the stakeholder groups. For example, in Eugene, we did work very closely with organizations like the ACLU to put out joint discussion groups and meetings on input into police policy and practices. By the time I left, that was pretty well routine. It didn't matter whether the policy was one of broad public interest, like use of force, or very, you know, minor interest, like what kind of paperwork you're going to do. Every policy was vetted publicly through our police commission, and they and the public could get involved to the degree they wanted to be on any given policy. Of course, you know, those around racial bias issues, around use of force, around tasers and the like, which were pretty controversial in the public, those got very, very broad public discussion, and I think the resulting policy ended up being much better than it would have been had we not done that. Plus, they were involved and informed all the way along the way.
Chief Lehner, have you taken a look at the contract between the Seattle police officers and the city of Seattle?
Yes, I have.
And what's your evaluation of that contract? Would you be able to balance the needs of the union with your needs as a manager to run the department?
Well, I don't think we have any choice. And that, when I said we bring together all the stakeholder groups, that includes the officers' associations, because without their cooperation, you've got exactly two choices. One is to enforce it through the judge, which it'll happen, but as soon as the oversight is gone, operation will go back to the way it was. The other is to have a very, very hard discussion, and it's not easy to have, but put all the stakeholders together and say, look, here's what we're trying to all do. We need to all do it together. The officers' agreement with the city is a part of that coalition for success, and they have to be included. And so we would have a hard discussion, but we would have it.
That's Robert Lehner, one of the three candidates being considered for Seattle Police Chief. Later in the week, we're going to hear from the two other candidates, Frank Milstead and Kathleen O'Toole. Mayor Murray is expected to announce the winner later this month. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.